Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Talk sports hands-free, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Hey, Keith, tell me something cool.
Hey, John, good to hear from you. Glad to bring back the Tell Me Something Cool. The chat is crushing it right now. WFAN has been live streaming overnight, myself and Big Mac on the YouTube. You guys will have to forgive me in the chat. I haven't pulled the away slate down. My computer is freezing as I'm trying to get back into the app to do that. But that's cool, right? Now we're in the future. I noticed the other station has started to put their shows on YouTube as well. Okay, now you guys can see me. Hi. Hi. I'm wearing my Land of the Freed shirt because Max Freed balled out today. Tell me something cooler, though. Okay. Earlier today, I saw Monday Night Football. ESPN's Monday Night Football doubleheader drew 13.5 million viewers, the network's best two-game night since 2015. Yes, a decade. 10 years. The Buccaneers, Texans, Chargers, Raiders led the way with 2025's record-tying 4 doubleheaders. So, football, obviously, is king. The NFL is number one, and people are tuned in early to watch that. Let's hit some other numbers. I laughed, but I can respect it. The New York Mets celebrated 3 million fans coming to the ballpark this season by giving out $3.22-ounce fountain sodas today. Well, yesterday, courtesy of Coca-Cola. So they had teased that if you come to the ballpark this week, once they officially hit 3 million, that they'd give out a prize, a gift, some type of giveaway. Steve Cohen is about his money, man. He called the fans out, and your gift, your reward for coming to the stadium is a $3.22-ounce carbonated drink. I don't even drink soda, so I would have never done that. $3? Bruh. But I guess you can't get anything else for $3 in the ballpark, so I guess that's cool. Now, the coolest thing that's going right now is that Aaron Judge is going to win another MVP. And if you remember back, and shout out to Pete, who's on Twitter at Pete2190, he said, hey, when Altuve won the MVP over Judge, they said it was because he had a better batting average. So what happened to that? I said, I'll bring it to the airwaves. They're going to keep moving the goalposts. In the chat, they're talking about Harold Reynolds is campaigning for Cal Raleigh because he's a former Mariner. But then someone in the chat countered and said, well, what about Dave Sims? Dave Sims is a former broadcaster for the Mariners. You know, he's been full on, it's Judge, it's Judge, it's Judge. So it depends who you ask, man. It depends who you ask. And obviously, if you ask me, it's Judge. But here are the facts. And I think it's cool when you see the facts laid out. So Talking Yanks put out there, Aaron Judge leads the American League in WAR. And that's the number one thing that you need to look at here when we're talking about who's the most valuable. Wins above replacement. Judge is like, I think, you know, 3 points higher than Cal Raleigh. WAR, runs, walks, average on-base percentage, slug, OPS, OPS plus, total bases, walks, intentional walks. Like, what else do you need to see? I saw MLB put out their power hitter rankings today. And it said Aaron Judge rises 6 spots to the top of the latest hitter power rankings after he won Player of the Week. Judge is number 1. Soto is number 2. Otani is number 3. George Springer is number 4. Kyle Schwarber is 5. Vladdy Jr. is 6. Geraldo Perdomo is 7. Cal Raleigh is 8. Nick Kurtz is 9. Matt Olson is 10. But, hey, pretty cool that they're respecting Judge and putting him up there number one. Now, I know that there is also Yankee hate that goes on top of the voter fatigue, right? I was going through the things like Ohtani won Rookie of the Year. He played 2 months in 2018. In my opinion, Miguel Andujar should have won Rookie of the Year. He played the whole season. I think he broke DiMaggio's doubles record for a rookie, and he did it for the New York Yankees. But they're going to give Ohtani MVP no matter what, right? If you want to talk about these different things with MVP as far as like with Cal Raleigh, how valuable he is to that team, it's not the most valuable to your team. Because if that was the case, Lindor should have won it over Ohtani last year. Lindor was the main catalyst, the main driver. All of those home runs and gold glove defense and leading off and being the like, you know, quasi-captain. But they gave it to Ohtani, who did not pitch at all last year, but he had a 50-50 season. Okay. I mean, I could keep going, and I'm going to continue probably every night that I'm on and make sure y'all hear me, whether it's our own host on this station, whether it's MLB Network, whether it's just fans. So you could take what I say and run with it and tell the next person. Judge is most likely going to win the batting title. Judge has way more walks and intentional walks. He's got more intentional walks. Like, it's not, to me, it's, I don't know. The only way Cal Raleigh is going to win it is if they play the game of, you know, he's got 62 home runs, 63 home runs, but he's still got to go out there and do that. Like, if he breaks Judge's record, it's going to be hard to say that, you know, he's not the MVP because they're going to vote for him. They hate the Yankees. I talked about how Boone should have won Manager of the Year over Rocco Baldelli in 2019. Gary Sanchez should have won Rookie of the Year, but they said he didn't have enough of a sample size. I forget the pitcher from, was it Michael Fulmer from the Tigers that won it that year? Anyway, let's get back to the calls. My guy Joe is in Rutherford on the Fan. What's up, Joe? You got it.
Yeah, what's going on, my guy, Keith?
You're Jay Schmeezy. What's good? You heard me talking about people texting me. I know you do that sometimes, too. You're my morning show guy.
Course,
if I'm asleep and you hear the morning show, I'll wake up to your text like, yo, this is what was going on the morning show.
Got to keep my guy plugged in.
Facts. Appreciate y'all. But
listen, do we have an instrumental ready for the week 3 freestyle yet?
Bro, I'm hitting a little bit of a writer's block. I don't have a beat picked yet. I don't have any bars written yet, and I got to go somewhere in the morning, so it's going to be crunch time. I'm going to have like 2 hours to pick a beat, write a rap, and send it in before the deadline tomorrow at 12.
You remember when they had the White Rapper Show, they had the ice chest, they used to have to go in and like write their rhymes, you remember that? And I was on VH1.
White Rapper Show, and they went into an ice chest? Nah. No,
oh, dude, you got to go into the ice test. You got to write your rhymes real quick, man.
I think what was going to happen, I'm going to just stay up tonight and just keep collecting things about Sunday Night Football, Xavier Worthy, Patrick Mahomes. Like, it comes to me once I like write out like all of the themes for the games, like Baker and the Bucks.
You got the Taylor Swift angle as well.
Taylor Swift might be in the building with Kelsey. It'll come to me. It's not hard for me to write the rap. What the hardest part is picking a beat and then reciting the rap, because I try to do it all in one take. I try to spit it in one take, but I'll do it because like I work better under pressure too. Like I'll start writing it at 10 and by 11 it'll be written, and then I'll have from like 11 to 12 to like recite it in a good take and then send it to 94.7 The Block. That's how I've been doing it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Which is an amazing station. If you're not tuned in at 94.7, you're
oh yeah,
out.
They kill it. They kill it.
A few things. Number one, have you ever seen a more dominant performance than my man Max Fried today? That was unbelievable.
I'm not discrediting it because of the team. Like he had this look. They showed him in the dugout. He had this look like he was just staring out into the distance, and he had nothing but kill on his mind. After that second inning, he just rolled, retiring these guys, striking out the side. I'm like, he looks like he's on demon time, like a serial killer. You love to see it. Like, I'm like, that gets me pumped for October. If he can turn that on against the good teams, and he has. He did that against the Red Sox twice. Like, he's been good these last few starts.
It was hard for me. Obviously, we have a huge October ahead of us, but not to imagine what it's going to look like when we got Cole World and Max Fried next year. I mean, that is going to be a 1-2 tandem that's going to be hard to beat.
Oh, yeah. D-Train said it after the broadcast on Fox. Dontrell Willis was like, yo. He's like, next year when they got him and Cole? I'm like, yeah, 2026. We bring Belly back. We bring Spencer Jones up. Maybe we get a right-handed catcher, Ben Rice go to first base, have the whole offseason to work on it. Like our rotation next year, fingers crossed, everybody stays healthy. It's going to be tabbed as the best rotation in baseball.
But listen, the elephant in the room, right, is our bullpen. So my question to you, and I want to hang up and listen, is like, how are you attacking this? Like, who do we need to come up big? And like, how are you answering that question?
Yeah, well, hey, don't wake the baby. Jay Schmies, thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. I really had hoped for this stretch of, you know, bum-ass teams, as I like to call them, to be a stretch where the bullpen could get right, where the bullpen could, you know, work some things out. And that wasn't the case in Minnesota to start, but they did obviously look better on the way out. Like Luke Weaver looked good. Bednar gave up a solo shot, but so what? I think the strongest performance that we've seen as of late is Devin Williams. Fernando Cruz. You want Mark Leiter Jr. to be solid. Tim Hill is like a forgotten man right now. I think that Cam Schlittler is going to be in the bullpen because of his stuff. I don't think they're going to ask him to start, but I think they'll ask him to come out for an inning and see if he can apply that stuff to, you know, strike out some guys, you know, throw it by some guys late. Camilo Duvall getting the opportunity to not save the game, but close the game as far as go out there and get the last three outs. Hopefully that gets him right. We're about to see. We didn't need him tonight because Paul Blackburn went out there. But really, there's like, and MLB did a segment on it. There's four guys in this Yankees bullpen that you gotta either worry about or get right. And it's not even get right, but it's David Bednar, which they said David Bednar's got a 1.7 ERA in his last 41 appearances. That's your closer. Devin Williams is your setup guy. He's got a 6.35 ERA in his last 20 appearances, but sometimes men lie, women lie, numbers do lie as well. Camilo Duvall is slightly worse with a 6.39 ERA in his last 15 appearances. They got to fix him, right? Because I've been saying, he's useless. Get rid of him. But, like, no, you traded for him, and you don't have Jonathan Loaisiga. You know, you don't have you're going to have to use him in some type of spot. There's going to be a situation where you got to be able to throw Camilo Duvall. Maybe it's in a game where you have the game won and he can get the last three outs. And then Luke Weaver is a key. And you saw what they did. Instead of bringing Luke Weaver out before Devin Williams, they had him come out after, and he looked good. So for me, it's Bednar, Williams, and then Fernando Cruz. They should have did five on this graphic. of what are your expectations for the Yankees bullpen in the postseason. I expect those guys to figure it out. And then there's lower leverage guys like Mark Leiter Jr., Tim Hill, Paul Blackburn, Ryan Yarbrough. But Tim Hill, I don't want to say is low leverage. Tim Hill was great for us last year. It just depends on the matchup. They will deploy him, you know, to get some lefties out. So I think they have the talent. They have the guys. It's about performing, right? A lot of times you listen to Big Mac at night and he'll say, you know, you guys want to blame Boone, but they didn't get the job done. And that's facts. Like, these guys got to get the job done. And I don't know. Like, this is going to be the only one who is – there's really three. But the only one that has done it for the Yankees in Yankee Stadium in the postseason, got us all the way to the World Series, was Luke Weaver. Devin Williams in the postseason with Milwaukee has been terrible. David Bednar doesn't know what the postseason is. Camilo Doval, I can't even imagine him in the postseason. He can't get right in regular season games. So there is a lot on the line. Fernando Cruz, I don't know. Fingers crossed. I don't know. Let's go to my guy Jonathan on the West Side, LA, on the Fan in New York. What's up, bro?
What's up, Keith?
Yo, Bash up late.
What's good? Yeah, my guy's having his cookies right before bedtime. What's good, my guy? Bro, I got a few things to say, man. First things first, bro, you got to add the Falcons in your top five, man.
Nah,
come on, man.
Are you kidding? 28-3? Sal Licata's a Falcons fan. They let Sal Licata leave his Falcon fandom. Sal coming here wear Jets gear, Giants gear. Nah, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain with them Falcons. But I will say, I love their stadium. I love their Sunday culture. When I went down there, how they do game days is awesome.
Yeah, we went there 2 years ago versus Bijan's debut, man. Me and my son and my wife, man. And it was the best, man. It was the Atlanta food, everything.
Yeah, a lot of free giveaways outside in that, like, lawn area. And then it's affordable inside. I went back when I was popped. Like, I went back in, like, 2018 when I didn't have any money. I was good the whole game.
Before the Falcons game, we went to a Braves game on a Saturday. It was Braves versus Pirates. But let me tell you, man, right there at the battery, it gets big, bro.
Oh, I know all about it. Yeah, I was there in August, and I was there also in 2018. PBR, that big-ass like country bar that they got outside
of.
Yo, that bar is insane. There's so many, like...
Hey, bro. Even Sebastian was dancing, was getting lit in there, bro. That's how good it was.
Yeah, because they have a DJ outside while you wait to get in.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, man, but you know what? I'm not going to make you go through that misery, man, at Falcons. But for me, that's my team all day, every day, man. Keith, so I want to call you up, man. I want to, 2-3 years ago, us Yankee fans, we kept wanting the Astros. We won Houston, and it came back and bite us in the ass. Now I'm calling you, bro. I want to see Houston again. We want to see Houston, and we want to eliminate them with Altuve and Korea in it, bro. And I think there's a good chance we might meet them, bro. What do you think? Do you prefer Houston or you prefer Boston? Because Boston is already fading, bro. Told you in the comments. Shout out to the chat, too, on YouTube. I told you in the comments a few days ago. Boston is the faded Red Sox, man. They didn't fade ever since the Anthony kid got hurt. You could just see him going down, man. But what do you think, bro? And look, let me tell you. I know you got off the ride August 8th. Hey, man. Every team has flaws. I feel good about my Yankees. But let me tell you, the only thing that I might be scared of is in the National League, it's the Phillies. Other than that, bro, like I said, it's a crap.
If we got a 2009 World Series rematch and we got to face the Phillies in the World Series, I'm driving down to Citizens Bank Park. Like, I'm going to an away game in the World Series, 100%. I don't fear that. I'll take it from here. Bash, Jonathan, appreciate you guys. So, you know, the main thing that you said that kind of piqued my interest is that Correa is back with the Astros. That little smug POS, I would love to end his season. You know, coming out of Minnesota, supposedly, like, you know, he only wanted to be traded back to Houston, right, to reunite with his BFF, his bestie. And, without Yordan Alvarez, they're cooked. And I don't fear them. The Yankees should have beat them Old Timers Day weekend. I felt like they should have taken that Friday game, and then they did beat them Saturday. And then the Yankees went to their building and took 2 out of 3, should have swept them. So I don't fear the Astros at all. Hopefully Brian Walsh won't be behind the plate. It won't be an umpire game that swings it. You know, earlier I was talking about slaying, you know, dragons and exercising our demons and all of that. Like, I don't need that. But, hey, if it lines up that way, go for it. But you also got to think the converse. Like, if we end up dancing with the Astros, which if you just search MLB postseason bracket, every day they update the postseason bracket and picture. Right now, it's the Astros coming to the Bronx. And I've told you guys this. I was there in 2015. It was like, it's actually days before my brother passed. I remember my brother getting mad at me because I went to the game and I didn't come back from the Bronx to the Jersey Shore till like 1 in the morning. And we were commuting up to the city from Red Bank on the bus. And I was sleeping in till the very last whatever. And he ended up getting mad and having my mom drive him. And I remember texting him being like, bro, stop tripping. Like, I was going to get up. But, like, I had showered the night before, had my stuff packed. I was waiting till the last second. Like, I wasn't going to make you late. But, like, that was such a weird time. I'm the one who threw Kobe Rasmus home run ball back. Go back and look at that 2015 wild card game, Dallas Keuchel versus Masahiro Tanaka. That game sucked. But I remember back then not hating the Astros so much, but kind of tipping my cap, saying, you know, these young guys are good. You know, they're coming up. They're going to be good for a little while. And then 2017 came, and Judge was here, and the Yankees were ahead of schedule, right? And, you know, I went to one of those games in the postseason, and, you know, something was up. It's like the games were different in Minute Maid Park than they were in Yankee Stadium. But whatever, the Yankees couldn't get with them. They lose then. I was there in 2019 as well, right? That stupid Garrett Cole game, the game that Garrett Cole started on a Tuesday at like 4:35. How do you have a game in New York City at 4:35 or 4:50? It was something stupid. It was earlier than 5 o'clock to start. Because I remember going into the building and being like, this is bad. This is bad for us. This is a quiet game. 2022, we got swept. We didn't stand a chance. And could you imagine again? Here we go again. The Goofies are going to show up. F. Altuve. F. Altuve, cheaters, boo. And if that gives them power and they turn up and they win 2 out of 3, we'll be sick. But I don't fear it. I don't fear it. You know, as Jonathan talked about me getting off the ride August 8th when they just forced Devin Williams into blowing his third game in 5 days. I got off the roller coaster because of Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman, but this team has evolved some. This team has changed. And watching Max Fried tonight, I didn't get back on the ride, but I got in line. I'm in the line for Nitro. I'm in the line for Medusa. I'm in the line for, I don't even know, the El Toro, Rolling Thunder. I haven't been to Six Flags in so long. I don't even know the roller coasters over there anymore. I'm in line. I'm in line. Because once the new season starts, if you're a Yankee fan, you believe. If you're a Yankee fan and the postseason comes around, it's a new season. Crazier things have happened. Crazier things have happened than a $320 million Yankee team with all of these all-stars and decorated players and 7 guys with more than 20 home runs and the reigning MVP that should win MVP. Again, it's not ridiculous to think that they can get to the World Series and win it. Bob is out in Rhode Island on the fan. What's up, Bob? Bobby. Bobby's in Rhode Island. I got you on hold, Bob. It's funny because I was thinking about how the Yankees flew into BWI and they were supposed to fly into Dulles. And I was like, when did I go to the Dulles airport? And I've mentioned before when I was at James Madison University and we took our own plane from Virginia, Dulles, which is like right outside D.C. in Northern Virginia. I'm like, where did we go? Northeastern? No, we went to URI. We went to Rhode Island. We flew from Dulles to Rhode Island. Let's see if Bob in Rhode Island is ready now. Bob, go for it. Nah. It's getting to that time, you know? It's getting to that time. Well, we'll put Bob on hold. And if Bob wakes up or Bob taps in, or even if Bob wants to just snore in all of our ears, we can do that. But when you need somebody, you got to go with who you know. Here comes Mo from the bleachers. My guy, bleacher creatures on both sides of the phone.
What's going on, Keith? How you been, man?
I've been good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. Just wanted to ask, I know you've been talking about a little bit, one of the callers kind of stole my thunder, but I think this year's postseason is wide open. There's no super team. There's no team that scares me, and there's no team that I think can't win it. But regardless of your personal feelings, I mean, I kind of feel the same way you do, but out of the Red Sox, out of the Mariners, out of the Astros, don't even sleep on the Guardians, possibly. What's the one team you don't want to face, as well as the one team you'd like to see if we're hosting that wild card game?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fear any of them. In theory, the Red Sox have owned us this season, so there might be a little trepidation. But, like, I just watched them go to Fenway and handle them, and the Red Sox are on a decline. They are not playing their best baseball going into October right now. So I can't say I fear the Red Sox. I don't. The Astros either. I just went through how the Astros don't have Yordan Alvarez. We just beat them. They're not the same club that they used to be. Bring them on. The Mariners, we swept the Mariners here. I went to a couple of those games, I believe. The Mariners, I would love to see Cal Raleigh versus Judge and Judge show that he's the MVP and knock them out and end their season. I don't fear any of these teams. Even someone called today about the Detroit Tigers. I'm like, the Tigers, they don't play good in their building. If Tarek Skubal's not pitching, any of those other guys can get got. It's kind of crazy how it's materialized. Like, this Yankee lineup is deep. You're watching Max Fried go out there, and you're watching a master at work. He's turned back into what we were seeing when he faced the Tigers in Michigan, and it was cold earlier in the year. When they didn't play the night games, they had to make them day games because it was so cold. Rodon has been great. This is his best year as a Yankee because they let him grow his beard. And in the third spot, it's either Cam Schlittler or Luis Gil. I'm fine with either one. I'm leaning towards Luis Gil. I would say the only team that I fear is the Toronto Blue Jays, and we don't have to worry about that for a month if we get there.
I agree with you, and I'll tell you something. One thing I noticed, I know you played and you see a lot of the same stuff that I do, but Devin Williams, he's turned it around in the sense that he's actually throwing his fastball more.
And his airbender and less. In the zone. He hit 96 yep. The other night. Yeah.
And you know what? If you're not throwing, that changeup's the pitch that's going to get them out. But if you keep showing it, they're gonna get to it. And he's throwing his fastball more. And lo and behold, he's pitching well again. I mean, I think he's got so many things going wrong with him. Like past postseasons, not pitching well. I think he's finally turned the corner. I know I was down on. I've talked to you. I was down on him a while.
We all were.
Seeing him get strikeouts on fastballs, getting strikes on fastballs, and now being able to throw that airbender when he's ahead of the count instead of behind. I really think that he's your eighth inning guy going forward. And one more thing, I hope to see you. I don't know if you're going anymore during the regular season, but I'll be there Friday. Last Friday night game, got to show up. Hope to see you then, brother.
I'll probably be there Friday. Thanks for the call, Mo. It's the last homestand. And, like, even if I got to work, I don't care. This last homestand, I'll probably go to four games. I don't know. Definitely three. Let me look at this Yankees schedule coming up. Because I had a couple people that were like, yo, let's go to these games. And it's like, you know, if you have friends that haven't gone to a game all year, they're like, yo, it's the last homestand. Let's go to a game. I have a couple people that are like, yo, what's the deal with these games? So, coming up here, I think I might go to Cap Night, that first game. And then I'm not going to go Wednesday because Wednesday I have like two Ryder Cup events. I'm getting into golf now since I played golf with Roger Clemens and John Starks at David Cohn's golf outing. I'm like that. No, I'm not like that at all, but they're like mixer influencer things that I was invited to in the city. And there's this big Ryder Cup, you know, watch party going on at Rockefeller Center. And then there's another one at this place called the Wheelhouse. So I'm not going on Wednesday. But Bernie Williams has his Bernie Williams musical bobblehead night. Come on, Bern, that's my dog. I just played in the Bernie Williams softball game. Homer, first at bat. You know, probably if we, you know, had an MVP, I drove in the most runs. Had some plays in the outfield. I don't even think I really told y'all on the fan what I did out there. I made some plays with the glove. So I'm going to go support Bernie. So I think I'm going on the 23rd, the 25th, and then probably Friday just for the vibes. Maybe I can get off on Friday night. I doubt it, though. And, like, I'm not trying to take off during this time. It's a football Friday, postseason. My little shows that I get here 2 hours a night, I'm trying to be here. So even if I'm tired, it is what it is. I'm not going Saturday because Saturday I will be with the New York Red Bulls. Yep, the New York Red Bulls. And I will be a special guest of the New York Red Bulls, and I believe I will be the one on the field sending the Bulls. If you have ever been to Sports Illustrated Stadium over there, you know what that means. So, yeah, Yankee Stadium for me, probably the 23rd, 25th, 26th, and then not Saturday and not Sunday either because I'll be watching football. Going to try and get to three games, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. 888-808-1019. Let's take this break here. When I come back, we're just going to go through all my calls. I'll try to get everybody on, and then I'll get out of the way. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Yeah. Football Friday, New York. What I'll say is, you know, before I take these calls and get out of here, I don't expect the Jets or Giants to win. Now, some people are going to sell you dreams. Some people are going to give you reasons why they could win. And no, we all watch the NFL. The Buccaneers haven't scored a lot of points, but they find ways to win. They'll let the other team score points so that they can get the ball into their quarterback's hands and then go find a way to win. And it doesn't matter who's on the field for Baker Mayfield. Emeka Ibuka, they're saying that this guy's got a groin issue, but I bet you he plays. And Baker's going to find a way. I watched James Cook carve up the Jets defense. Bucky Irving and Rashad White exist. So even if it ain't Baker, they can run the ball. They're in their building. This is their home opener. You know what I'm saying? Like, they went to Atlanta. They went to Houston. Two domes and got victories. Now they're about to be outside. On that grass in Tampa, Quinnen Williams, you guys better pack a lunch. I just think that having Tyrod Taylor start the game for you, I think Tyrod is good and he's serviceable and all that, but like, it isn't like he's going to go out there and put up 400 yards and score damn near 30, 40 points. Baker is going to cook. And I already told you what I feel about the Giants. This is a Giants team that has done a ton of losing over these last 3 years versus a team that has won a Super Bowl in the last 3 years and was just in the Super Bowl, and they haven't won a game since the game that sent them to a Super Bowl. They are not about to come here and lose. Now, I see in the chat, people were in the chat talking about, oh, Patrick Mahomes doesn't play well. Patrick Mahomes doesn't play well in MetLife. Sorry, guys, I didn't bring the slate down. Now you can see me, but you guys can hear me. None of that matters. They're about to force Xavier Worthy to play, and he'll probably just be a decoy because they don't want him to get hit and aggravate that torn labrum.
But he's just going to be running off where you got to respect him. And then underneath, they'll drop the ball in, and they're going to run the football too with Pacheco. And then Patrick Mahomes is going to run the ball. And you know what? You can't touch Patrick Mahomes, or there's flags flying. You can't hit him late. And if he's in the pocket throwing the ball, you better watch for that roughing the passer. So this vaunted pass rush of the Giants, they got to be careful this week. All right, that's all I got to say. Isaac is in Brooklyn on the fan. Go for it, Isaac.
Yo, Keith, thanks for taking the call. You know, it's a little late. I actually wanted to make a point about the broadcast. The guy said no. I said, all right, forget it, your producer. So I just want to remind you and just refresh everybody's memories. Back to spring training this year, Cody Bellinger had a great spring training this year.
Yeah, I was
and
there.
Then he fell off the first 2 months of the season. And
yeah,
we were
he had a back issue. He had the food poisoning.
Yeah, there were a few things there. And also, Goldschmidt was doing so well, we kind of forgot about him. If you take out those first 2 months of the season, Cody Bellinger is, you know, could be in the MVP talks. He's batting like .330. The dude's unreal. And I feel like we just talked about how that we have to re-sign Bellinger. I don't think he ever gets the credit that he deserves of how well this man's been playing and how,
He's a plus defender at every position. You could just put a highlight reel together of his defense. Like right field, center field, left field, first base. He might be the best first baseman on the team, and we don't even use him there. Like what this guy has been as a left-handed bat, as a bat in the lineup after Judge, as a guy with a two-strike approach, and then just like I know that other guys feed off of his energy and his professionalism. I hope he finishes his career as a Yankee.
Yeah, he's a former, you know, he has old accolades. I don't got to go through it. And Keith, one more thing before I go, and I'll let you go. I remember everybody in the fan before the season talked about how many wins and losses the Giants are going to have, and I don't remember who exactly. There were one or two hosts that said, look, the Giants are going to play really well. They're going to have a great season, but it's not going to show up on the record, and I believe that, and I think it's true, and I think we're going to see this throughout the whole year. Heartbreak games, you know, throughout all 17 weeks of the season. But I think the New York Giants are going to be a competitive and a very good football team. They just won't win a lot of games. Thanks, Keith.
Well, the two things can exist. You can't be a very good football team and not win games. The good teams win the games. They might be a fun team to watch. Like, you had some fun on Sunday until the score went final. If there's anyone on the fan that told you this is going to be rough, it's me. Because I'm not a Giants fan, so I can be an independent observer. I'm also not a Jets fan, so I'm not hating. I don't have any interest in, like, the Jets doing better than the Giants. I'm going off of what I've seen in the NFL. I'm going off of what I've seen with your coach. I'm going off of what, I was the one that told you Shane Bowen should have been fired last year. Then everybody started calling for his head on Sunday. But you can't fire Shane Bowen when you force Wink Martindale out and this guy comes in and, like, it is a mess over there. They need to start winning. Winning cures all. They have a sickness. They have a disease over there that they can't shake because they don't know how to win. Beat the Chiefs. That'll be the biggest win in a long time in that building. Beat the Chiefs this weekend. Nick is in Morganville on the fan. What's up, Nick?
Keith, long time no talk.
My guy, I saw your name over there. I'm like, yo, what's good?
I know. I just pulled into the driveway. I just got home from Baltimore with the fiance. We're getting married in 2 days, Keith.
Wow.
It's been that long. I haven't talked to you.
So yo, congratulations. Awesome for just your memories to go down to Camden Yards a couple days before the wedding. God bless you guys. I hope to see you at the final homestand, or maybe in the postseason?
Definitely postseason, probably last regular season game. But I'll get to my point with you. So I was listening to a couple of other shows, and I keep hearing how Caballero is obviously taking some of the pressure off of Volpe when it comes to the shortstop position. You see Amed Rosario chipping in a little bit more here and there. You already have Jazz, and you already have McMahon. So where does Volpe possibly fit into this postseason roster? Obviously, he has the experience from last year, and we saw that he can produce there. But do you think there's a crazy opportunity where they just don't put him on the roster based on how they've treated him over the last few weeks?
There's zero chance that they don't put him on the roster. They love Anthony Volpe. Like, they're so disappointed in how this year has gone. There's a 0% chance that they don't put him on the roster. What I just think they're going to do is what we're seeing now. Like, he's going to start every once in a while. I think it's going to be, if there's five games, probably be Caballero 3-2 to Volpe's 2. They want him to play. They want him to get right. They want to be right. He's the guy that they drafted, developed, and appointed as the Yankee shortstop that cannot be sent down. So, like, can you imagine they don't put him on the postseason roster? Like, how embarrassing that would be for them. Like, I don't see that. Caballero is a backup plan that they got at the deadline, and he's a good little player, but I've been saying he has his own issues as well. They want to deploy him off the bench late in games as a pinch runner, as a guy that can kind of wreak havoc. I would not be surprised to see Volpe continue to get starts down the stretch and get starts in the postseason. Mario in Long Beach called and gave us his batting average in the postseason. And I'm like, small sample size. Only last year he played in the postseason. The Yankees are analytical like that. They're going to look at his postseason numbers and say, yeah, we got to start him. They're going to work their way towards Anthony Volpe starting games in the postseason. It won't just be Caballero, in my opinion. I don't think they leave him off the postseason roster as well because of the relationships he has with Judge and Jazz and Wells and, you know, other guys on the team. They're not going to do that to the kid.
Yeah, it's fair. I mean, the question comes down to how are they going to try and utilize him, because you see that Caballero is kind of fitting into this roster the way that we imagined Volpe would be fitting into this roster. The kid who's just kind of hitting for a little bit more average. I mean, obviously, Volpe has that pop. But, you know, Caballero's stealing bases. I think he's faster. Just feel like he's fitting that role a lot more than Volpe did.
Yeah, he like I said, 3-2. If there's five games, Caballero starts 3 out of 2. But I think that they want to have him as a bench bat and also as a utility guy. And I know they have other guys like Ahmed Rosario. We saw play second base tonight. He can play second base. He can play short. But I just think that they look at Caballero as a guy that they can put in a bunch of different spots and mix and match late in the game. And Volpe only plays one position. He's going to start games at shortstop as long as he continues to get some hits, not be an automatic out, and then make the plays in the infield and not commit any more errors. I just know they are too attached to Anthony Volpe, the player, the person, and their own plans and mission for him. Thanks for the call, Nick. There is no leaving Anthony Volpe off the postseason roster. He definitely has a spot. Not just a spot. He's most likely going to start at some point. Rob is in Groton, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Good to hear. Look, always love to talk to you about, because you're a Yankees guy. But real quick, I know you mentioned the Giants. I think a lot of the analysis that you hear on a national basis is narrative driven, going back from the schedule. So, you know, I agree with you, the fact that they need to learn how to win. They don't know how to win. It's like watching The Natural with, Robert Redford. You know, winning, losing is a disease. So, yes, you're right on that. However, now the analysis regarding the Chiefs, it's a little shallow. And, you know, I just think there's a lot more depth to the Giants than meet the eye. And it's easier said than done just to disregard them, because the Chiefs are the Chiefs of 2025, not 2024. So, with that said, I just wanted to put that out there. Now, with the Yankees, here's why I'm so optimistic about them, Keith, besides the fact that this Max Fried, who I had no idea was even on the planet before the year even began, is like the best. He's like Sandy Koufax. I mean, he's not, but I mean, he's pretty good, this Max Fried. But the fact that if you look at the win-loss records across baseball, they're not, we don't have like the 110 team, the team with 110 wins. That we have to go some juggernaut.
Right.
So everything is, there's no disparity between the teams. So I think we're doing better. I think I like our chances is what I'm trying to say, because there's no good team. And I think right now, I think we could be the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Of course. Thanks for the call, Rob. A couple things. I mean, October is about who is the most healthy. Knock on wood, before I speak on like Yordan Alvarez being hurt, Bo Bichette being hurt, Roman Anthony being hurt. Like, there are other teams that they're hurt right now. Like, they're missing guys that they need that hit, that produce for them. Like, the Yankees got Judge back, and he's able to play the field some. Like, who are the Yankees missing? They got all their arms back, too. Like, knock on wood. I don't even think anything in here is wood, but you get what I'm saying. It is about who plays their best baseball in October. I have a feeling that this year is a year where that bye week is going to hurt the Toronto Blue Jays, the Milwaukee Brewers, assuming that, you know, they're the number one seeds and they get that. When you do look at the standings in the entire, you know, major leagues of baseball, like, the Yankees are a top six team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're six. And that's subject to change by the end of the year. It's anybody's game, man. It's about who's got the pitching. The Yankees got that. And now, who's got the hitting? And the Yankees have a deep lineup. You know, I was getting to a back and forth with somebody today, and I ain't got time to go back and forth with most of you goofies at this point. I left it alone. But I was putting out there Judge's prowess, and the guy responded, means nothing unless he does it in October. I'm like, bro, we're talking about the MVP. The MVP is a regular season award. Shut up. Like, what are you talking about? It means nothing. Judge would agree it means nothing. No, he wouldn't. Judge wants to win another MVP. The MVP is won based off of what you do before October. But what if this is the year that Judge wakes up in October and is Judge? Why can't this be the year that Judge actually hits? Or if they want to keep intentionally walking him, Belly will make you pay. Jazz will make you pay. Stanton will make you pay. The lower part of the lineup. Speaking of the lower part of the lineup, tonight, Volpe with a hit. Cabbie with a hit. Wells with two hits. Like, this is a deep lineup. Why can't the Yankees get hot and play their best baseball for a month? They absolutely can. Gary's in Waterbury. Before we get out of here, Gary, go for it.
McFarland Cavalier.
Go for it.
Yo, no, I'm not going to do it tonight. Yo, I got to shout to my man, Doug Dillon, my man, Rinaldi, my man, Joe Billio. Yo, I'll put Fried and Rodon and Hill against anyone in the playoffs and roll the dice. I'll put them three versus any three in the AL, and I'm going to roll the dice.
Same.
And we're about to walk
into that tense nervousness, that anxiety, that excitement of the postseason and not knowing what's going to happen, and the excitement of when it goes your way. It's joy.
At least we're there. At least we're there, and we got a chance. As long as we're there, we got a chance.
And maybe the road to the World Series this year isn't being the number one seed, isn't winning the division, isn't, you know, thanks for the call, Gary. It's a winding road, but they still have the team. You know, the only guy we're missing is Garrett Cole. Could you imagine they win the World Series without Garrett Cole? I would feel bad for Garrett Cole. Like, Clayton Kershaw is retiring, and Dodgers won the World Series without needing him. They're talking about whether he's going to make the postseason roster or not. He's going to be on the postseason roster. It's Clayton Kershaw. All right, that's all I got, folks. As I'm scrolling through my notes, I'm like, did I miss anything? Did I not say something that I wanted to say? Nah, I think I came through and knocked pretty much all of it down. I will be back for Friday night, Football Friday, 11 p.m. I'll see you then. Big Mac is next. Keep it locked right here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.